Welcome back to Volleyball Is Not a Sport, the only podcast that can free Gojo.
I'm Shruko.
And I'm Kay Sim.
Wow, okay.
We're great at this.
Yeah, we're totally great. Anyway, Kay Sim, if you could steal...
Yes?
Just any character's hair, style, color, anything. Whose would you take?
This is interesting to me, because...
Yes.
I love many, like, hair colors, as we know, because I currently have blue hair.
Yes.
If anyone is wondering.
And I have pink in my hair, but not all my hair.
Weirdly enough, I want Tamaki from My Hero Academia. I like Tamaki. I love his hair. It's blue, and it's beautiful, and it's spiky. I just like Ruby's hair.
Yeah, I really want Neo's hair.
Neo, I've already had that hair, so I'm like...
I've never had Neo's hair, so
Take it again. I would take it again, though. So.
But the only problem with that is that my mom is my hairdresser, and she hates split hair. So, don't know if that's happening. And it would be expensive to pay for it. So, I don't really want to pay another person to do it. I mean, my mom did say if I really want it, she'll do it, but I did discover from doing the underneath of my hair that I can't have bleach too close to my scalp, or else it hurts. Yeah, but, like, I was feeling burning, and my mom didn't even put it all the way up.
Yeah, the hairdresser put it on my hair, and she's like, do you feel burning? And I'm like, it's fine, I'll live. So... Thankfully,
I'm just scared
because
I've heard horror stories of, like, people getting chemical burns from...
Yeah, I was scared, but I really wanted my hair to be blue, so I suffered.
If I ever do my whole head, I'm just gonna have to have roots.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I have roots now, and they look fine. They look cool with it. It makes it look better.
It would be like Kenma.
Yes.
I'd look like Kenma.
Who has...
Yes.
Do Kenma hair, because he's a very good... That's also a character I'd steal hair from. Because that's essentially what I have, and that's why I like his hair so much. I essentially stole a character's hair, and that's Sailor Neptune. That's basically my hair, currently.
That is true, I never thought of that.
Yeah, I just looked over, and she's looking at me.
She's in your room?
Yeah, she just appeared.
Oh my gosh! Something terrible must be happening.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. She's just staring at me. Guess I'm a Sailor Moon villain now, but, you know, it's fine.
It happens.
It happens all the time. Last week it was Sailor Uranus. I don't know what's going on with them.
So, our question of the episode is leading into our topic of the episode, which is character design.
Yay!
We've already kind of covered hair.
Yes.
Of course, I'm sure we'll bring it up again later.
Of course. We will.
Because that's how we roll.
Yes.
We don't follow the rules.
We break them.
Even though I don't think there is any rules.
Yeah.
On this.
We don't have rules.
But
we're rebels.
No. Yeah, we're breaking the rules by having
them. Even though that's a contradiction, it makes sense. Because that's what we do here. We make sense. 100% of the time.
Yes. All the time. All the time.
Yes, indeed.
So, we did mention My Hero Academia hair.
Yes.
Earlier.
I did.
And so, I know you mentioned Deku's outfit.
Yes, I mentioned this before we started.
When discussing this episode, yes.
Do we really want to start there? Do we want to start with some good things, maybe?
Yes.
Maybe we start with some good things.
No. Okay, we'll start with some good things.
Okay, let's start with Todoroki, because hair on point. And five weenies. Is it five weenies? I love five weenies.
Yes, five weenies.
Mr. Five Weenies. That was
But there's only four of those thingies.
Yes, that's why it's five weenies. If you can work it out, you have to work it out yourself.
I can work it out, but he's like what? Like what, 15? Do we really need to point out that?
It was the kids that were saying it, okay? The children were saying it. So
But why did the children say it?
Because they're weird children. This is My Hero Academia. What do you expect? Mineta's here, okay?
Okay, can we talk about Mineta's hair? It's not even hair. It's like
Grapes.
grape balloons.
Honestly, his hair is the best thing about him. Everything else sucks.
His hair just makes me think of fish.
Why?
Like it
Like a
looks like
fin?
the way it's, yeah, because it's like all in like that straight line.
I guess. It just.
It's like a mohawk, but
It's a
not.
mohawk of grapes, basically. And it is the only
Like
okay thing
big
about him.
balloony grape.
Yeah, they're not like, well, they're not tiny grapes. They have to do something. They have to be useful, unlike him most of the time. Also, his outfits are
Yeah.
ugly as all.
Oh my gosh. I want to know, like, how did he even get in this
Don't
school?
know. I make that I like answer. I wish I had the answer to that. I would rather anyone come on Shinzo. He should take his place. Minerva should just leave, or at least be in Class B so he's not there all the time because he's just insufferable.
You know, I know this, the topic of this is not My Hero Academia, it's character design, but I
Yes.
just want to say, because this does have to do with his character design, I don't understand how he can, like, truly be a pro hero when all he can do is throw sticky balls.
Hey, anyone can be a pro hero. It's just, why does his character.
All he can do is throw sticky balls. Like, he hasn't established any way of how he can use that skill other than throwing
He
sticky
can
balls.
bounce off of them.
And what does that
He
do?
can bounce into enemies and you can sacrifice him.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Also, but like character design wise for Mineta, why does he have just like a giant like diaper pant like pant diaper pants on? That's just.
I don't know.
Who? Why can't he just wear normal pants like a normal grape boy
Whenever
and
he
not be
wears
Mineta?
his hero costume, he looks like he's 5 and
Yeah.
he's just like in a room of all these teenagers.
Yeah, it looks like a 5-year-old just ran up and was like, "Yay, can I play superhero with you guys?"
Yeah.
And he just starts throwing like bouncy balls that he got from like a vending machine.
That's pretty much Mineta.
Yeah. And then he like jumps on them to pretend he's doing stuff and he's not helpful at all. Yeah. I said we won't get negative at the start, and here we are talking about Mineta. What a
Well,
great start
it
to
made
this.
sense.
Yeah, he's so such a bad design.
Yeah, I mean, like, Bakugo's outfits for the most part I like, but then for his hero costume, sometimes I wonder if the giant arm thingies are like impractical. Like, are they heavy?
Yeah. Also, are his little spiky things spiky because I have a figure and it hurts when I try to put them on his like head? Are the little spiky things that come off like spiky? Could you stab someone with them?
They look spiky.
Perhaps. From my experience with them, they're spiky, so I'm assuming they are
Yeah.
spiky and he could
I
stab
mean,
someone.
the couple
And
Bakugo
also,
figures I have, it is very pointy.
yes. Also, yeah. As you're saying, with like his big like grenade things. He like tries to imagine he tries like reach over his leg and he just knocks everything off the table.
Gets invited to like a professional
Just sweeps
dinner and he has to be there in his thing and like he's and someone's like, Bakugo, can you pass the salt? And he just wipes off everyone's plate in the process.
the
Yes.
And then we're like, Bakugo, you ruined the night. He's like, I was just trying to pass the salt.
He tried to pass the salt and he made everybody salty.
Yeah. Anyway, next I would say my what's I want to talk about my least favorite is Deku. I hate anything that like I think he looks good in his UA outfit. For some reason I feel like he looks that's good for him. He looks good in that. And then you put him in that whatever the heck the bunny thing is, and it makes me want to cry from how ugly it is. I know
Remember
it's
the
meant to be
first
like
time I saw it. And I was like, what is that? What is the
think this is the
horrors of
worst.
this thing? And then it
Yeah.
turns out it's trying to like mimic All Might with it. And I'm like, that just would make All Might cry.
Yeah, it could have like it, maybe if it was just a hoodie. It just is why it's just so weird.
Is he
So
trying to
I
make it
just
look like
am
All Might's
meant to be
hair?
like.
Because All Might's hair is not bunny ears, it's hair.
Yeah,
He could just cut his hair
it's
if he
just so
wants All Might's
ugly.
hair.
I know, and it looks like Five Nights at Freddy's like character design. They just threw out. It literally looks like a green springtrap. I don't know if you know what that is, but it looks like it. he looks a heck like Leggett, and I hate it so much. And also, it's meant to be like sentimental because his mom made it, but then
didn't
it's like
they remake it,
but
then?
It's still really
like,
ugly.
Not his mom, like the
yes, and it was still ugly.
It was maybe a tiny bit better, but not by much.
It's still ugly.
The color got
like,
better.
Everything,
but just the color.
Yes, yes, just the color. On the good end of character design, I would say Hawks.
Yeah,
Hawks 100%. He's like, he's styling. He has everything under control. He's looking good, unlike a rabid man.
Yeah, and as much as I don't like Endeavor, I do have to say that I enjoy his fire mustache.
Yes, Firebeard. Yes. Like, at least he's like, may abuse his children, but he's styling. Yes. We don't support that, but the beard's good.
It's just like a cool aspect to his character that it's like, it's almost like he couldn't grow a beard, so he used his power to give himself one.
Oddly funny, because he's very manly, and he's like, yeah, I'm very manly, but I can't grow a beard, so I'm gonna make one out of fire.
But so, it works.
It does. It makes him look like Evola. Even though he's a hero, it makes him look evil.
He's a hero that is also a villain.
Yes.
He's a villain to his family, but a hero to the world.
Yes, very much so. I Darby looks cool as well. See, the Todoroki is good at this. Except for Todoroki's first design, which was really weird, and we don't talk about it.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
It's the one where he wears the white shirt.
White shirt? He wore a white shirt?
Yeah. I was at training arc, I think?
I don't...
He wears, like... I'm trying to
I
find it.
I don't remember a white shirt. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't have one. I just... When you say white shirt, all I can think of is Deku's t-shirt that says t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good costume design. It's beautiful.
Yeah, what if he wore that as his hero outfit?
He should.
Oh wait,
it's
doesn't he also
better.
Have a shirt that says like sleep shirt or something?
I don't know.
Why can't he have one that says hero shirt?
I mean, he should. That would
and
be
like,
funny. He just
and
says
like,
shirts
he has,
for
like,
every occasion.
That say hero pants.
It's like it goes along the side, like a little side thing. It just says. Hiro Deku, and it says his name on it.
And then, like, Bakugo's like, what, are your underwear labeled too? And Deku just gets really quiet and then goes, no.
Yes, but no. And, yeah, I can't believe you can't remember the other Todoroki
one.
Don't. Like, it's because they only had it for such a short amount
that
of time.
Why I don't remember.
It was, like, half frozen on his, I think he had it for the, like, what do you call it? What's the one where they fight?
All of them? That's every arc.
I mean, the one where they're in the arena and they fight?
The school festival thing? But not
yes.
The school festival. Not the school festival where it was like a festival. The one where it was like the...
Yeah.
The competition.
I was
going to
call it a school
festival thing.
It's not...
Tournament. That's
what it's
the
called.
One where it was
the tournament
second
arc.
Season? Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to find an image of it, but it looks like people have just erased it off the internet because of how terrible it is. But I have it on a shirt, so I know what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't...
It's just, like, it's very bland, not as good as his current one that's, like, heat regulative. Oh, here it is. It's so funny. There's, like, a little backpack on in it.
It's a backpack?
I didn't even know what it's a backpack! That's really funny, I didn't even know it had a backpack. And it's just, like, ice. It's just straight ice, and he's wearing white.
Okay, I'm kind of vaguely remembering it now. I don't know. Oh, I just got charged by Crunchyroll while we're recording this. Oh.
Oh, great.
What? Okay.
They didn't like us.
I don't know why I thought this, but this really looks like an outfit that Troy Bolton would wear in High School Musical.
That's accurate. If Troy Bolton had... ice powers. He
yes.
would wear that. You know what I mean? Like, it does look like High School Musical 2, like, working in the place.
Yeah.
Right? Where he's like, how do we go from there to there? It does. Can't believe Todoroki and Troy would get along.
I don't actually know that they would.
I don't know. I feel like Todoroki would just be like, hi, and then he just, like,
I don't
walk
know
off.
If Todoroki would really get along with, like, anybody in the main cast of High School Musical.
He would. I bet you he likes Sharpay, and that's... I have money on that.
I feel like he'd... Because he'd Sharpay be like, and I... He'd just have moments where he'd be like, why are you... Like, calm down. You know? Just
yes. Chill. I feel like he'd like Sharpay, but then also at times, he doesn't like the that certain song in the second movie.
Which...
Do you know what I mean?
Fabulous?
Don't know what...
The...
No.
Okay.
He loves Fabulous. You know what the one about the fish? Yes. I don't know. I feel like he's like bad era of Sharpay, but I like Fabulous. You know?
I mean, that's not even that song is like removed from the movie unless you have the extended edition DVD, which I have.
Yeah, I remember it somehow. I don't even remember if it was on the one I had, but yeah. I feel like he wouldn't like that one at all.
I mean, it is kind of random.
Anyway, Ava's solid designs, like, I like Araka's. I think hers is cool, and it fits. And, like, Sue also has a good one.
You know, like, different show, but, like, coming, like, simple character outfits that are still, like, perfect. If you, like, look at Fruits Basket, everybody has such a simple outfit, and yet it's all beautiful.
It describes them so well as well. Like, Shigure having, like, his little, like, soft little, like, kimonos on, like, all the time, just, like, chilling, because he's just laid back and does not care at all about anyone.
But he cares about himself.
Yes, that's why he's comforting himself with his clothing. He doesn't really care. Like, Toru has her... I love Toru's little ribbons. They work so well. And the school uniform works, and Kyo has, like, great outfits all the time. He's always styling. And it's, like, just casual stuff.
And, like, Momiji, everything he wears is so cute.
Oh my gosh, yes. Momiji is... So, they all have such good taste in, like, clothing.
Yeah.
Like, I like, Hiro's little, like, green thing is adorable. Like, little suit. His, like, jumpsuit thing is... It works so well for him. That, like, original one he wears when Toru meets him. It's great.
I also like that in Fruits Basket, they almost always have, like, they have an array of clothes they wear. It's not like in a lot of other shows where everyone just wears almost always the same thing. They have, a whole wardrobe. Except Shigure, who just wears the same thing every day.
I mean, sometimes he changes into a suit, and then he's
like, Hattori wears a suit a lot, but he's also a doctor, and he probably has, like, 10 of that same suit in his closet.
I have, but, like, he wears, like, a vest and a button-up and a tie, which is peak character outfit. Everyone should wear that, and I would start a petition if everyone just wore a vest and a button-up shirt, because, like, that is, do that more.
Another thing, like, that I noticed about Fruits Basket is, like, the girls all have kind of a specific design to their eyes, and then the boys have a different one, and if you look at Akito, they have one that's in between the two, and
I didn't even
notice
that.
You have to, like, really be paying close attention, but I noticed it one time that, like, Akito's eyes didn't fit either category, and that's, like, really smart.
I was too busy... When I watch Fruits Basket, I don't pay attention to their eyes because I'm too busy crying. So usually, I can see their outfits, I can't see their eyes because I'm crying, you know?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, they have, like, very cool, simple, like, simplistic, like, everyday outfits. They just nail it on the head, amazing. And I reckon you could, like, because I, like, studied, like, costume design and stuff, I reckon, like, you could totally, like, pick stuff apart from that, of how their, like, characters are, because you can already just get the gist from generally looking at it. Like, how it fits into that character's, like, style.
Yeah, I mean, like, Toru's outfits are almost always, like, skirts and, like, nice tops. And she is very much, like, has, like, a mom-like personality, and she dresses like a mom. But in a cute way.
Yes, but she also dresses adorably. Yes, like a cute mom. Weird description. Weird description, but fitting.
And just... Might be sound weird, but Kyo dresses like a dad who's on vacation.
Yes. That's accurate. As, like, I for some reason I keep thinking of, like, even though I haven't seen it. Like the fruits, like Fruits Basket, like Prelude. He looks like
a dad. Does.
He's just wearing a shirt. And he looks like a dad, and I'm like, look at him.
Someone said that the backpack that he's holding looks like a diaper bag.
Yes. Yes, I love that. I saw that, and I'm like, he looks even more like a dad somehow. He dadified up real quickly.
Yes.
Just by having that bag. He looks so dilf. Kyo's gonna become a dilf. He is a dilf.
At that point. Yeah.
Yes. By that point, he must be a dilf, right? I'm pretty sure. Or at least
he's on the road.
Working his way to dilf status. On the road
to the dilf.
He's on... Literally on the road to the dilf. Literally on the road.
Speaking of eyes, the eye thing in Fruits Basket, Gojo's eyes.
Yes, Gojo's eyes
are the best eyes.
I think we can. Without question, we can say, like, without argument.
Yeah.
I name better eyes that are better than Gojo's, and you can't.
And I'm like, what was it that someone said? Like, Mappa spent their entire budget on Gojo's eyes.
Yes. Like, yes.
I'd believe it if I found out that it was true. Like, that's why they keep splitting Attack on Titan into a million parts, because they just spent all their money on Gojo's eyes.
Like, we need to make more time for Attack on Titan so we can animate it, and we have enough money to animate it. What should we do? And it's like, oh no. We split into more parts, because we spent all our money animating Gojo's eyes for the movie. Oh no. Like, I have never met a person say that Gojo has said that Gojo has ugly eyes. My parents love Gojo's eyes. That's how...
I think he also has probably, like, the most detailed eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That I've ever seen in animation, ever.
Yes. Like...
Like, not just anime, like, anything.
Yes. I mean, there's just so many, like, little, like, just, like, blues and stuff in there. It's so beautiful.
I mean, I thought Oscar's eyes were complicated that time I was coloring them, and he has, like, four different colors in his eyes, but yet it's all green, and yet there's browns and stuff. But I don't think I'd ever be able to do a colored pencil piece of Gojo and get his eyes right. I would have to just draw him with the blindfold.
Yeah, I tried to paint him, and I just went insane. Literally, on the canvas. Blues everywhere. Insane.
Yeah, I feel like the only way to do it would probably be, like, digital art, because then you can, like, really get the precise blues with the color wheels and stuff.
Yeah, it would take a while, a good while,
yeah,
to get them down as well, too. And that's why I don't like attempting them, because I'm like, I want to draw Gojo, and I don't want him to have a blindfold on, but I don't want to attempt the eyes, because it's so much effort.
Yeah, I don't want to, like...
I love the eyes,
If I could, I would draw them, but I can't, so I shan't.
Yes. I just wish he would have simple, beautiful eyes, but I also don't want him to have simple, beautiful eyes, because I love his eyes.
Speaking of Gojo, I have two Gojos on my desk with me.
Speaking of Gojo, there are two Gojos hidden in my bed right now, coming to kill me. I don't know where they are.
I hope they're not.
Well, I don't know where they are. Not. I'm assuming they're coming to kill me, because I lost them somewhere in my bed, actually. I found one.
Why would Gojo kill you? He'd probably, like, love just chilling in a bed.
True. I mean, maybe he's claustrophobic after, you know, the books.
Yeah, but it's a bed.
Yeah, but maybe he
can get out.
Like, being submerged. He can't move.
Submerged in what? It's not water!
In blankets! He's a plushie! How is he going to move? He doesn't have bones or limbs. He's just there, staring up at the ceiling. Not ceiling, because there's no ceiling. I have a bunk bed. Staring up at the blankets anyway, so...
Well, what do you think he's doing now?
I don't know. Crying. That's what I would do if I was Gojo. Man's sad.
I mean, well, where I'm at, he's only been in there for, like, an hour.
He's... Yeah, I mean, where I'm at, he hasn't... I don't want to say, because that's a spoiler, I guess. It hasn't been long. It hasn't
been long. I mean,
not as long as it has been in real life, okay?
Yeah.
After all time,
I kind of assumed.
Because we're like, he's been in there for like 800 days. Like, is it 800? Is that the time it hit recently?
It's over 800, I think.
Yes, over 800. But like, in the manga right now, it's currently... Not that much, actually. He hasn't...
No, I think the author of the manga, Gege Akutami, said something like, He hates drawing Gojo.
He's like, so I locked him in a box. You can't get him.
Like, I can understand that, because I know that he also said that when he wrote the Volume Zero, he wrote that first, and he gave Gojo the rap thing.
Yeah.
And then when he was going to make the main series, and he decided to bring Gojo back, he's like, I'm not making that rap again. So he gave him the blindfold.
He's just like, I want something simple, and then he just blindfolded him. Yeah, but, like, it works with him.
But I do understand the, like, not wanting to draw Gojo thing and the hating to draw Gojo, because with his blindfold on, his design looks so simple. The second he takes it off, even in the manga, like, it just becomes way more detailed.
Yeah, everything just, like, goes from, like, one to a million. And you're like, what is going on? Okay. You know?
Like, he's just like, I need a break from Gojo. Seal him.
Yeah. It's like, put him in a box, and then we don't have to see him. And then I don't have to draw him. And then he cheers as he goes and makes me sad for reasons I will not say.
I read one of the volumes, I forget which one. I read it in the middle of the night, and just, I was like, I'm not very tired. I'm going to read before bed, because that'll make me tired, but it just made me cry.
Yeah, that's pretty much Jujutsu Kaisen.
But
yeah.
Gojo, you said you had some comments about Gojo besides the eyes.
Yes. So, this is a take on just Gojo. He's just very simple. Just, like, after you get past that head, it's just simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh my god, look at Gojo's hair, and his eyes, and his blindfold, and then it's just like, oh, just solid color. Nothing else. Like, okay.
I mean, they kind of all wear that same...
Yeah, but, like, they all have little special things, and I don't know how I feel. Like, I like Itadori's. His is good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
His has a little hoodie.
Yeah, Megumi's is kind of like Gojo's in, like, the simplistic way. Also, by the way, I hate Megumi's shoes. Have you seen them?
I mean, the only figure I have of him, he just has little stumpy feet. So I can't see his shoes right now.
I can see them, and they are just like these, they're just like brown boots, but they're, like, kind of ugly.
Is it like, well, I mean, not... necessarily that this is ugly, but like Ren's open-toed boots.
But they're not open-toed. They're just like basic.
I know that. But basic boots. It just makes me think of Ren's open-toed boots. Like, why would you wear boots?
Yeah.
That have open, like, you wear boots typically because you want to wear boots or it's cold or something.
Yeah.
So why?
But like, these are like just ugly boots. They're not like Ren's open-toed boots are good. These are just ugly boots. Ugly.
Ren's open-toed boots would be 10 times better if they were not open-toed.
Yeah, true, but, like, they're still better than Megumi's boots. I'm sorry to him, but, yeah.
Now, speaking of shoes, why are Deku's sneakers like bricks?
I kind of like his sneakers. It's kind of the one thing I like. I just think
they're just so fat, though. I don't like fat sneakers.
I don't either, but the impression they leave just works with him. You know? It just works.
Also, he's so little, and...
That's why you noticed him.
And he has giant sneakers. I just like picture him, shoes. Like... I just picture him having trouble walking.
Probably.
Like, he has... Every time he gets a new pair, he has to practice, because they're heavy.
Yeah. I still think his sneakers are, like, I think they look good on him in the worst but best kind of possible way. In a weird way. They look
good on him, they just don't look good on their own.
Yeah. That. Him overall, he doesn't have a great.
At least I hope his sneakers fit him, otherwise he really will have trouble walking.
Yeah, he's getting hurt in more ways than just breaking his bones. He's getting blisters, maybe. So, rip Deku and his feet. With those sneakers. Ain't good.
Well, I feel like anytime someone has sneakers in anime, they're very chunky.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, drawing shoes is hard. Have you tried to draw shoes? It's a hellscape.
I feel like I've attempted and gave up.
I had to do it for my whole, like, high school art project, and I wanted to die. I wanted to die. I was like, I can draw hands now, look how good I can, like, I can draw a decent hand, that kind of looks vaguely okay. And then I would go to the shoes and I would want to scream and cry in a corner. It's not fun for me. I'm learning to do them better because I'm assuming once you know how to draw them, you can draw them. But like, drawing them chunkier does help.
Yeah, and it does fit the art style.
Yes.
Of My Hero. I just don't like chunky sneakers.
Yeah. I don't like ugly boots that Minami has. They just, they're ugly. I'm bringing them back up because I just hate them so much. With such a passion.
Oh my gosh, what about Mikey's magic jacket?
Yes.
Like, how does it stay on?
Yes, but maybe it's in his shoes. Because he has cool shoes.
Like, I don't hate Mikey's jacket. I am just in shock that it stays on.
It is, yeah.
He has been standing there with strong gusts of wind, and it just stays.
I think it's because he's cool, and he is harnessing the power of his brother. You know, I worked it out. I've worked it out. I've cracked the code. So his brother's ghost is holding the jacket on. I cracked the code. I've worked it out. He's returned from Denny's. I don't know if y'all know what Denny's are, but that's where everyone goes when they die. Mikey's brother goes from Denny's holds it on his shoulders.
At least in the fictional character world, they all go to
Denny's.
Yes,
not like what fictional people die. And where do you think they go? Denny's. If they're a terrible person, they will turn into chairs, and they will be thrown around.
Fans.
Yes. We will have
tables.
We will have, yes.
Floors.
This is a conversation for another day about Denny's.
Yes.
Because we have a whole, there's a whole lore about Denny's. You do not understand.
Oh my gosh.
The lore of Denny's.
Yes, a Denny's episode.
This is a costume design episode, so we shouldn't be talking about Denny's. I'm just saying that Mikey's brother goes from Denny's and holds his jacket on for him so he can look cool because he's a good brother. Bam.
Yes.
I have worked it out. Even though we worked out that Mikey's brother may not also be in Denny's, he may also be in another world currently.
That is true.
But that is also a conversation for another day.
Yes. Yes.
Either way,
we have a whole Tokyo Revengers episode upcoming, so
yes,
we'll probably explore most of this there because that's where the Denny's thing came
we
from.
We have a ton of Tokyo Revengers lore that we have hypothesized that we'll have at a later date. It is the costume design episode. Yes. Let's get back on track. Okay.
Yes. Takamichi shirts.
Yes. Peace.
And love. I want them. I want all of them except the pants. Well, that's pants. That's not a shirt. But I hate that one pair of pants he has.
I love big parachute pants, but for some reason they annoy me.
Not those pants. The ones that had like what did it say on the front of them?
I
don't remember what it said, but it was like those shorts, and they were terrible, and all his friends hated his
shorts.
They
were terrible. All of his clothing choices are terrible. I mean,
except his peace and love shirt.
Yes, actually, we can discuss this. He shops at Target and Kmart.
Yes,
100%. This is something we can relevantly talk about here. That he shops.
Oh my gosh, and Five and Kmart. Below. I don't know. Like, I know I don't think you have Five Below where you are, but we have Five Below, and there's just like a lot of those like T-shirts that just say random things on them.
You probably find that like thrift stores, maybe.
Yeah.
As well. Meanwhile, you see, like, everyone else is at Hot Topic.
Yes.
That's just 100%.
He's like the non-emo friend amongst an emo friend group.
Yes. Like, everyone's like, we're going to Hot Topic Takamichi, and he's like, can we stop by, like, Old Navy on the way so I can get some new pants? I've never been to an Old Navy, but I assume
they go to the... I mean, I don't know what stores are in malls in Japan, because I've never been there, but, like, just picturing an American mall in my head, like, Takamichi wants to go to JCPenney, and everyone else wants to go to Hot Topic.
Would Hina go with him to JCPenney?
Of course she would! She's a JCPenney girl.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like that would fit her. I've never been to a JCPenney in my life, have no idea what they look like, but I feel like she'd like them.
She would.
Like, Here at Saitakuchi, he would go to a Kmart. That's my...
But the one place that everybody goes to is, like, the Vans store.
Yes. But, like, also, I feel like they also get their boots from Hot Topic.
Yes, but they get their Vans from Vans. They don't get the off-brand ones. They get the brand name.
Yes. And then they wear them out because they must. They're children. They can't afford new shoes every week. But, like, those boots are definitely some, like, Hot Topic. Like, have you seen, like, the...
Yes.
The ones that go with the like, their outfits, which they're, like, they... Mm-hmm. The Tomoe outfits.
That's the only thing That's the only thing that Takemichi has from Hot Topic, is his Tomoe outfit.
Yes. The Tomoe outfit they bought at Hot Topic. Like, the whole thing? Like,
no, because Mitsuya made the jackets.
Yes. Do you think, like...
But, like,
he got the supplies.
And the boots.
Yes. They're, like, he was designing it, and he was like, Mikey, what do you want, what should we, like, make the outfit? And Mikey's like, go to Hot Topic, let's all go to Hot Topic. And they went, all the, like, original ones went to Hot Topic, and they looked around and were like, this is definitely what we're doing. And then it just went from there. And everything took off from there. And it was a beautiful day for the start of Tomon.
And I like to think that Shifuyu has, like, just t-shirt printing supplies at his house. And he just had, like, this dream of making his own shirts. And then one day he saw an opportunity and took it. And boom, Thousand Winters.
Yes. If you don't know Thousand Winters... You should, because it is
the best. He already had the design made. He did. That's the design he wanted.
I didn't even think about the fact that he had them made, like, already. He was prepared. He was waiting for the day that Takemichi came back to him and was like, let's, like, start it up again. He's like, okay, I've been waiting. And he just pulls his box of shirts that he's made. And then it's a beautiful day. I'm still mad they didn't tape them.
Oh my gosh, they should have, like, they would have solved everybody's problems.
I don't care if they get, like, it's a gang war. I want a cat on my shirt in a gang war. I don't know what you're talking about.
And a snowflake?
Yes. Like, it's...
And then what I find funny is they said TW, which, like, also means trigger warning.
I should have laughed, but, like, just, you are right.
It's just like, he didn't think it through.
Well, it does stand for Thousand Winters, that's why.
I know, but it's like when parents name their kid, like, have a last name that starts with S, and then they name their kid something that starts with B.
Yeah, and their initials turn out to be BS.
Literally.
Yeah, that's just a fact. I wasn't saying anything. But...
last name starts with M, and they name their kid something that starts with B, VM.
Oh, yeah.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. But, like, I still think that he put his heart and emotion into the shirts, and they should have worn them to beat Mikey.
Yes. I mean, they wore them for a little bit, but they didn't wear them
then
to
they
the...
spat on them.
That was so mean.
Yes. And then I'm just saying... Twitter after that was the worst thing ever, because everyone's like, look how terrible his styling is. I'm like, have you seen Shifuyu dress? He dresses so elegantly, I will defend him, because this is a great design. It's not even bad, it's good. It's like, look at how Deku dresses, and then look at this design. It's way better.
Deku would never wear a Thousand Winter shirt.
He would if he found it.
Because it doesn't say t-shirt on it. It doesn't label when you wear it.
It does not say, like, Monday. Do you think Dick has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shirts? Like, day
Yes!
He has, like, day of the week socks?
Yes. He has day of the week everything.
Yes. Unlike Shifu, who has Thousand Winters everything, he actually made
he even has seven pairs of those sneakers, and they're each for... day of the week.
Yes.
That's why they never wear out, because he has seven.
Oh, yes, and then, like, if you look on the bottom of each shoe, that's when it says it.
Where he has it, like, on the inside somewhere.
Yeah. And like, I feel like it'd be visible. So like, if like a villain's like holding him up by the leg, he's like, Tuesday. And Deku's like, it's Tuesday, and he's like, it's Wednesday. And he's like, Deku's like, no. I've worn the long shoe. This is why I'm losing.
And then he like manages to get free and runs back to UA to be like, I need the right shoes.
And then like, Deku, are you okay? You look like you just like been in a fight. And he's like, I've got the wrong shoes, but I'll be back. And they're like, what?
And then he comes back with the same pair of shoes.
Yeah, and he's like, oh gosh,
what do you mean you had the wrong shoes? These are the same shoes. And then he like holds up his foot and goes, no, see, these are the Wednesday shoes.
And like, what? And then Bakugo's like, okay, what?
Oh my gosh, we need an episode of our, like, My Hero lore, too.
We're gonna need an episode for everything we have on lore, because we have a lot of it.
Yes.
We have a lot of it. Way too much. But it's character design, so let's...
Let's ditch the lore and embrace the designs.
Yes. I study designs. I know how to do a costume. I don't know how my project went. It was decent, so therefore I can look at them and say they're cool or not. It's my opinion.
With character designs, did you know that every character in Ruby has red somewhere on them?
Do they?
Yeah.
Where?
Sometimes it's very hard to see. Sometimes it's on the inside of, like, their collar, but every character has red somewhere.
Where does Yang have red? On...
She has red somewhere.
Does her eyes count as somewhere?
Hold on. I know... She might not in her new outfit, but I think she did with her old outfit.
She has orange on, which I guess is close to red, but I don't... I know she didn't have red in her... Like, I'm looking... at a poster on my wall, and she doesn't have red in her Volume 6 outfit. At least not top half.
Sometimes she does. You can't see it. Sometimes you can't see it until, like, they're moving around.
I think I'm wrong, actually. Weird. I realize I'm wrong. I think her, like, embassy, like, her, like, her weapon has, like, little red, like, bullet things on them?
It might.
I think, but if like memory serves.
Because I saw the thing about that. In the world of Ruby, they put different colors on them to like for people that they're close to. So she probably has red somewhere on her for Ruby.
Yeah, where would does Blake have red?
She did, but I don't think she does anymore.
Yeah, I know Weiss always has red.
Yeah. Like everybody had red at some point, but they don't all consistently keep it.
Okay, because I was like, I think some, like, there are some things they have, but they're not as obvious.
Yeah.
Did Weiss have it in Volume 6? Because, I was trying to think, does her underdress have it? But it doesn't because it's white at first. Which is white at the bottom. So maybe she does it in Volume 6 and she gets it back in 7 and 8, I think. Because I can
Yang does have red on her weapons.
Okay, I thought so. Because I just remembered that detail.
That's where she has hers.
Yeah. She also has red eyes installed into her. So, genetically speaking, makes sense because they are sisters. Even though that doesn't connect them, but also it does. Because colors.
So, like, there are times when characters don't have red, but a lot of the time there is at least, like, a teeny bit somewhere.
Yeah.
Sun has red arm thingamajigs, reddish brown. I'm holding a figure of him right now.
Oh. The mini one?
Yeah. The baby one.
I mean, I guess most of them would, but, like, because like, they have specific... Yeah, Emerald does.
I think initially it was actually just something with the original animation software they used that it just made the backs of everything red. And then they kept some of it when they switched.
I reckon it works though, because it ties in nicely.
Yeah.
Most of the time. For some reason
A lot of characters did ditch their red, but not all of them. Like, we know Jean has some red because of Pyrrha. Yeah.
Has
and Blake... I believe I believe Ren has some red things as well, which is probably also for Pyrrha, so...
Yeah. When does Blake
Nora probably have something, too.
Has Blake ever had red?
I think in the sense of the first animation software.
But, like, I can't remember her having any red other than that, because, like, she has, like, the what, but just, she was, like, white and black in the first one.
I don't know.
Yeah. Which is
I know that, I mean, it would make more sense if she got red later, because
but
of her team.
But she doesn't.
She doesn't even get yellow.
Well, she gets purple, I think, for Yang. Oh no, Yang gets purple for her. So, I don't know. She doesn't get yellow, but she gets, like, gold. So that counts, I guess. Oh no.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she really had red outside of the thing that I don't think was intentional.
Yeah. Volume 9, Blake getting red, maybe.
But...
I don't know, I just, like, because they have very specific color schemes, and hers is very
yeah.
black, white, purple.
Mm-hmm.
So red is kind of hard to put into hers, I guess. Like, she has yellow eyes, yeah. which I guess is also a thing, but I don't think it goes red that well.
Not really. I mean, maybe she has, like, a little red thing she keeps in a pocket or something.
Yeah, no, she has dust. She just has dust in her, like, her like, pockets, and it's red, so that counts, I guess. Dust sounds so it sounds without description. I just realized how vague it sounds. Just like dust, dusty pockets.
Because I'm pretty sure all of Team Juniper after Pyrrha went to Denny's, they all have something to remember Pyrrha on them.
Yeah, I know. Nora has her jacket because it has the red inside. Because mm-hmm. I own it, so I know it's red inside. And
yeah.
Jean has his.
Jean has the sash thingy that he.
Yeah. Isn't technically the hoodie of his. Isn't the hoodie inside of the hoodie red? Or am I imagining things?
I think it is.
I think the inside of the hoodie's red that he wears as well. Ren cannot remember.
Yeah, I think he has like a tiny thing, but I think it came after they got new outfits, and all my Ren figures right by me are old. Well, not old, but
like,
they're not.
I
the
wonder.
New design.
He's like, you know, doesn't he have open-toed boots in after Pyrrha?
No, he got, after Pyrrha, yes, but then he got those toed boots in Volume 7.
Yeah, I was saying, but like, what happens if the open-toed boots, we just don't see them, but he has like really tiny, just, his nails are painted red. Just his toenails are painted red. What if?
Oh, he has like a red ribbony thingies.
Oh.
On his shirt.
Yeah, right, I think.
I'm looking at a picture of him.
Oh.
In Volume 7.
I didn't remember.
Well, I couldn't remember what he had either. I just knew he had something.
Oh. He does have them.
I had to look it up.
He has the ribbony things in 4, too.
Yeah, he appears that he had them for a while.
Oh, and he has...
So.
He has the, what do you call it? Like, it's in... He has, like, a color thing similar to how near... Like, Nora has her... Red inner core bit yeah. going on. Interesting.
And he has pink things as well.
Oh yeah, because he has these little arm things.
Yes.
I noticed that, like, because they have, like, the eyes, the colors, like, eyes and things, like, with Yang and Blake have the eyes, and Ren and Nora have, like, similar eyes.
Do you think Oscar picked to have, like, do you think Oscar picked to have a green outfit because he, like, respects Ren?
Maybe.
Like, he wants to be cool and collected like that.
It would make sense, since Ren... Like, no offense to Jean, but Jean did slam up against the wall. And Ren's genuinely nice to Oscar, so that does make sense. It yeah. checks.
He has, like, the... And what? I think he has something red as well, because him and Ruby are pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And...
She also hasn't slammed yeah. him against the wall.
That
Does he have yellow?
Does he have yellow? I don't know. My mini Oscar is missing because my cat knocked them all off onto the floor.
He has orange, but you could also connect that to Yang as well as Jean.
Orange.
There's
red, white. Green.
So white. and he's like black pants. See? He's very cal efficient. Apparently he hates Nora. Rude.
Well, I don't know how pink would fit on his outfit.
I mean, you can just account it into the red. There's pink.
Maybe he has pink socks on.
He has pink socks on.
You just can't see them.
Yeah. Yes. They're like, I just imagined pink fuzzy warm socks.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
and
they're toe
so
socks.
Comfortable.
They're toe socks.
Toe socks?
Yes.
Don't tell me that's a toe socks what I think they are.
The ones that are like gloves but for your feet. The toe socks that have like the like a spot for each toe.
Oh no. They are. Oh no.
But they'd be something he'd wear.
He would, and it pains me to say that. I want to cry looking at them.
Just like one time I said Ty would wear socks with sandals. And so would Jean. Jean would wear socks with sandals.
I can imagine Ty wearing toe socks with sandals.
Ty would do toe socks. Jean would not do toe socks. Jean would be like, no, it has to be like specifically a plain white sock.
He's more put together than Ty, who's just like, look at me, I'm a dad, and he just puts on his, like, sandals and his toe socks and goes into
work. Oh my gosh, he wears flip-flops with toe socks.
Oh, I want to cry at that. That is horrific. But
he would
very
do it
dad.
Though.
Yeah, he would. That's the shameful thing. He's
Crow
gonna show
would never.
No, Crow would be like, what are you wearing, Ty?
He'd, like, give Ty a lesson in fashion, be like, first of all,
yes.
Not
reason
to this.
I imagine like they come like Ty finds them all after like in the next like few like volumes. Ty like reunites with everyone. He's wearing toe socks and sandals, and Crow's like, "I'm leaving again. I would rather die than see you wearing those." You absolutely.
Do you think Raven is still at Ty's house? Or do you think she left because he wore toe socks with flip-flops?
We've discussed how Raven... That will be for another day, of course.
Yes.
The real reason why...
At some point.
The real reason why Raven left will be discussed later, but another reason.
Yes.
100% is the fact that she... While they were dating, I don't think he would have wore toe socks, right? But then she came back, and then she was like, I gotta go. I kind of want to like look for Yang and like look through the window... Seeing this man wearing toe socks, I was like, oh hell no, and left. Could not handle it.
Yeah.
Because the Bronwyn twins know style, and toe socks are not style. They are...
You know, it's like the moment that he found out he was gonna be a dad, he just put on toe socks.
Yes. And thankfully, he always had closed shoes on when Raven was around. Until the day... Coincidentally, the day she left.
Coincidentally.
I do say coincidentally because we know the real reason why he left.
Yes.
I mean, she left him. But it just so happens that he was also wearing toe socks. And she just had enough at that point.
Speaking of Raven leaving, our time has come to an end.
Already.
Already.
Well.
Yeah.
Looks like we will have to wrap it up.
Yep.
And leave, just like Raven did.
Yes.
Leave our tiles.
Oh yeah, we had to leave Craig.
Craig. Leave I don't want to... Except, oh my god, I'm leaving my husband. I am pulling a Raven. So true to form. Anyway, we gotta say goodbye to Craig, but we'll be back. Unlike Raven leaving Ty, I will be back for Craig.
We will always come back to Craig.
Yes, we must.
And all of you who are listening.
Yes, our lovely listeners.
Hopefully we have listeners.
Yes, I would hope so. Anyway, maybe one day we should do like a part two to this, because...
Yes, I feel like we still have more to talk about.
We have more to say.
There are a lot of tangents.
Yes, because that's just the podcast.
Yes.
It's just us. You know, but that's how we roll. Anyway.
So we must thank Craig. We cannot leave until we thank Craig. Everybody listening, thank Craig with us. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. He has done a beautiful job today. Everybody give him a little clap as well. I'm clapping, but you can't hear. I was holding the microphone in my hand.
So, until next time, Flameo.
Flameo, everybody. Flameo. We'll see you next time.